bro.
Wait, she said what?
Pill for pill.
No, say it again.
No N-word, go pill for pill with me.
No nigga, go pill for pill. Yo, that's...
That's some junky shit right there.
That's some next level shit. I
don't even want to go near that bitch. I'm gonna add her now.
That shit crazy. What? Here.
I'm gonna say... I don't know what I did with the tissues, with the toilet paper. Oh, you're fucking sexy.
Fuck you.
Oh, I told mom that we watched A Walk to Remember.
What'd she say?
She immediately goes, during the day? And I go, yeah. She goes, the only Nicholas Sparks movie that'll get me all teary-eyed like that every time I watch it is The Notebook. And I said, Jordan Sparks. I meant Nicholas Sparks. Mm-hmm. And then I go, yeah, that shit had me sobbing. She goes, during it or after it? And I said, well, during it, Chris was crying. And I don't like crying in the middle of a movie because then I don't know if I can, like, I won't be able to hear it. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, that makes sense. So I said, but after the fact, I had a mental breakdown. Then I took a nap. And then you called me for dinner. And the reason they wanted me to come in to have pancakes was because Melody asked if I would come have dinner with them because she misses me.
And this is the High Hub with Chris
and Penis.
Yo, this is getting wild now. We really monetizing off of this shit.
I'm sick. Have you seen the New York version of the you know, this video with Miranda Cosgrove going, I swear a little bit. Yeah. What's your favorite cuss word? Probably fuck.
Yeah, I've heard that.
There's a New York version of it.
What is it?
It's pretty much the same thing, but the fuck is probably fuck.
Probably fuck.
It's hit on the inside, on the outside.
It's hit on the inside. Well, you gotta hit it.
I hit it.
No, like you have to. You have to keep hitting it so it can light it.
Motherfucker, I can hardly hit my motherfucking real air. I feel like I would cough from my motherfucking whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, I didn't want to relight it, that's why. And I wanted you to hit it and you to die. Nah, I do love smoking when sick, though.
I do too. But it doesn't help that I just took my medicine, and my medicine makes me feel funky because of my other medications that I'm on. So I'm over here. I feel like I'm about to start seeing elephants and shit.
Hey, yo, she gone, boy. Fuck is you talking about? She gone, boy.
I'm mixing drugs.
Yeah. You trying to drink?
Dr. Yusuf actually specifically told me that I should not be drinking. And he also said that I should not be taking cold medicine. So if I'm already mixing my medicine
with cold medicine,
I feel like I'm running. And my cold medicine, and then if I throw alcohol in there, what if it kill me?
Fuck it. Ron Suno, you already know the fucking vibes, man.
If you're not from here, don't fucking come here. You heard?
Where did you find out the, like, how'd you come up with the word mukbang? Like, where'd you find that shit at? That shit sounds fucking
mukbang,
like...
Mukbang is what I watch on YouTube, what I was watching all of, literally the entire, when I was fasting at the beginning of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. That's what I was watching, was mukbangs, because I wasn't able to eat, so I was watching other people eat. Trisha Paytas used to do it on her bathroom floor.
What the fuck?
Because I love Trisha, she's me.
I hope not.
Me and her are pretty similar.
I hope not.
She has BPD.
Oh, I don't like her.
Her manic episodes are just closer together.
I don't like her.
You should watch her newer videos. She's starting to sizzle out now that she's married and has a baby on the way.
Yeah, so she doesn't want to fucking, like...
She doesn't feel the need to have to show out.
And whore out.
She has a family channel now.
Oh, she has a family channel.
Like, she vlogs and stuff for daily basis.
So we thought we could get safe and get out of the industry like me and Khalifa, right? Oh,
oh no, she still does that.
Yeah, I know.
But she just doesn't do it as heavily. And I actually respect her a lot for that because she's sticking to who she is. She has a very good plan of how she's going to tell her kid what she does for work. In a way that would make her child not feel ashamed. She's having a little girl. And she's going to teach her child how to market herself on a way that's not sexual so that her child does not have to do what she does.
Hey, yo, you know what? I saw this thing on TikTok last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it actually had me thinking about how society is, okay?
Yo, fuck society, cuz.
So it says...
No, you're not going to call me a pancake?
So, no, because I'm actually trying to talk about something serious. He said, it was this guy and a girl. And he said, what did your mom...
Is that always... a microphone? Pass it, science doesn't go out.
So he was like, what does your mom always tell you about a guy? She said, find a man that can treat you. Right? And with dudes, with a man, to find a wife...
I just farted.
Somebody, like it's, oh, you got to treat your woman this way, 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 and this way. If you don't do it this way, it's going to be wrong, but you can do it this way.
So men are raised to be leaders of the household while women are raised to accept whatever help is given to them by the man. And I think that's where society fucks up because women are equal to men.
Exactly.
And that's why I like Islam so much. Because if you go to an Islamic country, I do not have to work. But if I want to work, I can.
And.
Well, but I also understand how that ends, though. Because yes, me and you are equal. But we are not equal on the aspect of we have the same duties.
Exactly.
We are equal in respect. We are equal in how we should be treated. But now, we are not equal in what we should be able to do.
Now, I get that. Now, the household, the person of the household.
That of the household is always the woman.
It is the woman. And I will not deny that it is the woman. The face of it, is the man.
Yes.
But the person that really makes everything go.
It keeps everything.
Is the wife.
Is the woman.
It's the wife. It's without a doubt the wife.
Yes. Because this is how I see it. If I'm going to be sitting at home. Like, because I want to be a stay-at-home, mom and stuff. If I'm going to be stay-at-home, and you're going to be out working, I have to make myself accountable and make myself the head of the household. Because if I do not make myself the head of the household, things will be chaos.
Now, look, right?
Children will be out of line. The house will be dirty. I have to keep the house clean.
Now,
and you just have to have a good face for the family so everybody knows, hey, this is a good place to go.
So this is another thing that I also realize, right? So... Damn, I'm getting hot as shit, boy. Fuck.
I've never had a conversation like this when I'm high.
I know. And it's only expanding more, too.
I don't even know if this tastes like weed. You even put weed in it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
You lying?
Nope.
A clip?
I put the clips in.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, that was our 420. No. Nope. Is this going to be our 420 episode? It's 420 Eve right now.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to be a holiday we decorate for our kids.
Mm-hmm. But I finna make a couple moves and get some more.
I can make a couple moves. I kind of want to go with Will tonight.
Anyway.
You're going to want to, too.
Anyway. So. And it really has me really fucked up and screwed. Because in America... It's nobody in America wants to say the head of the house is the woman.
No,
but if
it's always a fight. How I see it is in the U.S. you are at war with everyone standing next to you. You cannot really trust anybody. But if you go to another country, if we go to Italy or Turkey or Nigeria or Saudi Arabia. You go there, and everyone is nice to another person. If I needed a cup of sugar, fuck no, I'm not walking over to my neighbors here. I'm not doing that anywhere in the U.S. You don't know how someone's finna react. But if I go to Saudi Arabia, fuck yeah, I'm going to my neighbor, and I'm getting my motherfucking cup of sugar, and I'm gonna bring them a muffin after.
No, the crazy thing that I was gonna say is that as the man, right? Put yourself in a husband's shoes, right? You want to go with the boys. You at home, kids in the bed, wife upstairs. You're not just going to leave. That's going to get her pissed off. And you know that. Huh?
Why don't I feel high?
I put it in here.
You sure?
Yeah. Baby, you're high.
I don't feel high.
Baby, you're high.
I think I might just be fucked up from that medicine.
No. You're high. There's a difference because when weed gets in your system, yeah. you have this laugh. That's only when you smoke weed.
Oh, that little giggle.
Mm-hmm.
The little tee-hee-ta-ha. Because I but it's over up, at Will's.
It's up high. It's a higher.
It's like a cutesy laugh. I do it when I'm over at Will's when I'm high, too. And Reese pointed it out to me yesterday when we were hitting the gravity bong.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, why do you laugh like a little girl when you're high? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, you laugh like an ooh girl on Twitch.
All right, so we don't talk to Reese no more.
No, we talk to Reese.
Who the fuck don't we talk
Ryan,
to?
Ryan, the one with the shoes. Big nose.
Oh,
Reese
yeah.
is that little nerdy kid.
All right, I got you.
The one that be chilling with Cody.
Yep, right.
And Reese flat out told me yesterday, he goes, I'm going to tell you right now, I do find you beautiful, but I respect your man too much to try to make a move.
Hey, yo.
He also, and then I said, do you respect him or do you know that he'd be able to kick your ass? He goes, yes. That's all he said was just yes.
Homie sees me.
Deshaun started laughing at him. He goes, you scared of him?
Homie, I don't like what people are scared of me, but homie,
he's not necessarily scared of you. He just sees you as a respectful person, and he doesn't want to like fuck up his respect that he has for you.
Homie saw me walk in, mad quiet. Yo, so what are we doing right now?
First thing you said when he was there was oh shit, what was it?
I don't even know.
Nah, I know exactly what it was. You was sitting there. He first walked in, mm-hmm. and you go, because it was when we were drinking. Because me and Deshaun and Will were already drinking. And Reese and Ryan and those two girls pulled out heavy with it, remember?
Yep.
And you looked at him and you offered him a drink. That was the first thing that you ever did was you said, hey, yo, Lil.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Lil nigga, you want a drink?
And then he took a cup.
Mm-hmm.
He got a cup of it.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the first you. That was his way of thinking that you were disrespectful because you don't really know whose house you was in, and every time someone walked in, you offered them something.
Yeah, I'm not. If I'm not in my house and I got something, and I don't really know who the fucking owner is, and I'm seeing wild people.
Okay, so you have not met the owner. The owner is Mommy, who's Rose.
Yeah, I've seen Rose.
Yeah, you know who Rose is. You just haven't spoken to Rose.
I saw her one day, and one day...
She's clean now. Rose good. Is the one who I saved when she was overdosing.
Yeah, because I saw her one day, and I really wanted to holler at her because of the music she was listening to.
No, she mad fine, too. I think she mad beautiful.
Yo, it was the music she was listening to the
wait
to the
until you feel
poppy
her vibe.
Music.
Wait until you feel her
she
vibe.
She was listening to the poppy music, and I'm over here like, oh,
you know,
I want to holler so bad.
They got a room for rent over there. That's about to be coming up for rent. In Deshaun Wills. That room that has all the shit in it,
mm-hmm.
they're about to be renting that out.
How much?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to Mommy when she gets back. Because if it's not that much, I feel like we could just go there.
Honestly.
Because then I don't have to go very far to hang out with Will. Nah. And I don't have to really move to hang out with Deshaun. Mm-hmm. I can just steal their weed and their lighters.
Oh, my God.
Becca's always there. Oh, Becca messaged me.
What happened?
She's okay.
Okay, good.
It wasn't her.
We gotta also decorate the fuck out of that room, too.
Oh, fuck yeah. And I gotta help Deshaun fix his room. That shit looks awful. Honestly, it's not that bad. It's all he really need. He got two cribs.
What are we gonna do to our room?
Like,
you wanna have that bitch trip? Stoner vibe.
Yes, it's gonna be the smoke spot. I want to make it the smoke spot. If Becca or Will or Deshaun or if anyone is trying to smoke, and they want to have like a chill vibe where they just feel safe to go in that room. We could have a little nightstand thing that's low, and we can get a hookah to put in the room.
Don't tell me to get a hookah.
And we can get little beanbag sacks.
Don't tell me, baby.
Listen, we're doing this. We are going to have a red carpet.
Listen. Listen. Mm-hmm. If I get a hookah, mm-hmm. you're about to bring out a whole different type of party in me.
Listen, I have a plan.
That's going to be into a lot of different phases.
I've been thinking about this since Deshaun brought up that they had a room, and then Will brought it up when I told him that we was homeless right now living in our car.
Yeah.
So I was thinking if we were to have a red carpet, like a red circle carpet that kind of like had a leg of the bed on it.
Red?
Like a dark, dark red.
A dark, dark red.
And then they has...
Why not a green?
Because listen, we're going to have green lights. So you want everything else in the room to be pretty dark. Side the all of the different colors on the tapestries and the lights and stuff will pop out.
Are we getting vines?
100%.
Oh,
shit. I want to have vines and beads as like a... Vines and beads along the door hole side. When you open up the door, you have to walk through like a jungle to get in. And then it's just going to be mad tripped out. Red and green lights. A dark-ass red carpet. A bunch of different colors all over the ceiling and the wall because there's going to be tapestries and posters. It's going to be like posters? The hot spot for like hanging out.
What kind
out.
Of posters?
What do you mean?
What kind of posters?
I wanted to have a poster of us fucking, but we can't now. Mm-hmm. Not if we're going to go somewhere that has people there.
So?
And I can make bad big dinners for everybody on Saturdays and Sundays. Think about how fun that would be. We can make our own little family.
Oh no, the vlog. It's gonna be...
The vlog's gonna be jumping, bro.
No, it's gonna be an actual show.
Yeah, literally, it's gonna be
It's gonna be an actual show.
This is gonna be our vlog show. Yo, you know how, like, there's the hype house? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know how, like, we are gonna have one of those.
Niggas move mad. Mad meth in his house, bro. We out here chilling and shit.
Deshaun dead thinks we're serious about buying meth. He goes, did you do it with an offshore account? And I go, yeah, Saudi Arabia. And he goes, word, that's a smart way to go about it. I wasn't approved for Saudi. And I go, where were you approved to? He goes, Mexico. I was like, yeah, it makes sense. But he's for real about it. Except he can't actually do it. He was lying to us that day. Well, he was not lying. He did have it at that moment. But he's not allowed to continue doing it there. Because mommy's trying to get her kids back. Because mommy lost her kids when she got addicted to drugs.
Hey, so... Saudi when the hit spot. We still on the podcast. I hope you know that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not saying anything that nobody knows.
I know.
Nobody don't know.
I know.
I'm just censoring myself heavy. You don't know what I really want to say, but I'm censoring myself heavy.
She's saying, yo, I want to...
A lot of what I just said to you, they would not understand. The only reason you understand is because you were there.
I guess.
I'm speaking in a way that would make it seem like I'm just talking to you about an experience we just had in a way that only you would know.
Yo,
I'm
talking about it
like it's an inside joke. You just understanding it. That's why I sound so intelligent to you right now.
No. Because the way I do it is you have to understand.
You talk code.
Yo.
I just talk so retarded majority of the time. That I can't be understood when I'm high. But you always understand me when I'm high.
You're
the only person that understands me when I'm high.
People don't understand you?
No. Will, Deshaun, all of them will look at me like I'm retarded. But you look at me like you understand what I'm saying.
Yo, you know what's funny?
It's because you only know me when I'm high.
No, Uncle Leroy.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why you understand what I'm saying, to be honest. I be talking... Sometimes, I literally remember having a conversation with you at Will's house. I said a full sentence in Italian, and you replied. And like, you knew... Like, you replied in a manner that you knew what I said.
What the fuck?
And Will was like, does he speak Italian? And I go, no, he doesn't speak a lick of it. And he goes, why'd he respond with this, right? He goes, was it the right answer? And I go, no, it was the right answer. I don't...
All
right,
so look. When I get high...
When you get high, you bilingual as fuck.
No, I speak different languages.
Yeah, I know. You bilingual as fuck. You like
I was fucking blacked out drunk.
The other day when you were drinking and you were on the phone with Uncle Leroy, for a second, you had to bring yourself back into English because you were speaking Arabic.
Yo.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do. No, I
literally looked at you like this and I went...
I was blacked out drunk speaking French to some French bitch.
Yo, it's mad easy and to speak other languages when you fucked up.
And my boys videotaped me. And they were like, yo.
Do you speak French?
This nigga. No, they're videotaping me speaking to this girl. Mm-hmm. Picking her up and everything. Like, you know, talking to her. She's laughing and understanding me. And they're like, yo. This nigga's from the hood. He don't speak any other language. He even told us he don't speak any other language. Yo, I remember seeing the video. Mm-hmm. She gave me a kiss on the cheek. Gave me her hotel room key and everything. And
you picked that bitch up.
And a whole note saying, after you are done drinking, just come to this spot. Da da da.
Yo.
I don't know what to do.
You're sitting there like, who the fuck?
And apparently she texted me saying that I didn't know what.
Yo, I feel like shit.
Why?
Cheryl is extremely worried about me.
Why?
Because when I was drunk, I drunkenly told her that I'm turning to alcohol.
Yeah.
A drunk text.
Yeah.
Telling her that I'm turning to alcohol.
I looked at you too and I was like, you're fucking stupid. And you were like, how? I was like, you don't say shit like that.
No, because I do trust Cheryl.
And you were like, I trust her.
I do.
And I was like, this is what I said. I said, I get that, but you're going to deal with with her texting you about it later and you're going to be mad about it and we're going to have the same conversation.
But she's been texting me ever since that day. Do you ready to hear the message she just said?
No, I'm not.
Hi, Penelope. ... How are you doing? I'm okay. A bit tired. Got to try harder at getting to bed earlier. Ugh. She's like trying really hard to get me to engage in a conversation because she's scared that I'm just drunk out of my mind. She's going to end up messaging mom.
I'm like, do you know my court? Do you know where Katana is?
What, Penelope?
Oh shit, wrong bitch, my fault. My fault, baby. My fault.
Yeah, that's why you smell like dog water.
Alright, fuck you then.
In what hole? That's gonna be my new thing. When someone says fuck you,
I'm just gonna shooter.
I really want to put the seat up, bro. You think you can take the mailbox and you can have a little conversation with them while I put the seat up?
That's gonna be a lot.
You can have a little solo sesh.
I don't even know what the fuck to say.
Just talk about bitches, bro.
So I got this one whore on my dick, right? I'm over here clapping the fuck out of her, right? So boom, right, she over here riding the fuck out of me. I'm over here loving this shit, right? This bitch said, I love you. I said, whoa, 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 whoa there. Whoa there, buddy. Whoa there. That is not what I signed up for. I signed up for...
Like you're on FaceTime.
A one-night hookup.
See, this is why...
You... You
fuck this Chilina cup.
Said, I love you. We don't do that on all white nut stands. That's a commitment thing.
Bitch, I don't even know you.
I have commitment issues. I can't even finish one piece.
What the fuck?
That's for them animators. They know. Why? Hey, yo.
What is this about?
Hey, yo. Nah, fuck that. Let me actually get on something real quick, all right? I knew this one chick, and she was fire, right? She was fire. And so I went to holler at her.
This was easier sober.
And I was like, yo, like, you trying to go out on Saturday night and, like, catch the movies, the flicks or whatever? Maybe go to the arcade game or whatever, you know? She's like, oh, you're really cute, but... I have commitment issues.
I didn't know this was all tangled up.
And I'm like, oh.
What the fuck?
Okay. No, I said the joke wrong because I got hit with a fucking heater in my shit. I'm sorry. Alright, so under this one bitch.
What the fuck to you?
So I do this one bitch, and she was in the anime. She was fire as shit. And since I found out that she was in anime, I was like, hey, you trying to see... You watch anime for real? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, I watch anime for real. So I'm like, where? How much... What you usually watch? She said that she just caught up. She just caught up all up to this... just caught up on fucking One Piece. So I was like, damn. For all my animator lovers out there... You know that One Piece has over 1,000 episodes? In a part. Because there's also movies. Different seasons have like 300 episodes. It's fucking horrible.
I think I folded this up in a way that I can put the seat on.
So, I was like, word, alright. You trying to like watch an anime together and smoke and chill? This bitch told me she has commitment issues. First of all, you can't have no damn commitment issues if you watch the whole fucking thing of One Piece. No, that means you're dedicated. That means you're fucking dedicated. You could have just told me I was ugly.
Damn.
You could have just told me I was ugly. But no. You told me you can't commit. Bitch, you could commit. If you can watch One Piece, you can commit to a relationship. It still hurts to this day. Nah, so, yo, you know what I heard? I heard that people do not, might not, like, Jack Harlow might be just, like, he might just fall off. Like, nobody might not like his music no more.
I can't find my water.
It's up here. Like, people said they might, like, you know. People are, like, there's speculations going around that Jack Harlow, his time with music is done.
Probably.
And you want to know why?
Why?
Because he is known as a rapper.
Yo, you know what I did?
What?
My dumbass put my phone in the bag.
What the fuck?
At least I think. It's not in my pocket.
So, right, this... Because he's a rapper. You know what happened to Logic?
What?
What was Logic? Logic was a rapper, right?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, Logic was a rapper.
Uh-huh.
But Logic always said that he was an artist. He didn't want to be a rapper. He wanted to be an artist, right? You don't care about this.
I'm listening.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just high out of my mind right now.
All right. So what's on your mind?
No, I'm listening to you.
No, I want to have... to conversation, what's on your mind?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
What?
I'm kind of thinking about aliens right now.
Okay, let's go.
Because the other day you said tinfoil really do be working.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking.
And you told me it wasn't.
Yeah, but let me think here for a sec. Or do you... Hypothetically, if tinfoil mm-hmm. do work,
mm-hmm.
why haven't we just been wearing ball caps that got tinfoil in them bitches?
Some people do.
And you just wouldn't know?
Yeah. Some people actually have tinfoil on their head, and that's how they walk around every day. This isn't something new. This is something that's actually been studied. There's literally studies on that.
No, I know that.
Because, one, solar rays can't get through the fucking tinfoil.
Mm. Kind of like how if you want to ship a certain thing, mm-hmm. put tinfoil around it, yep. and they can't see it through the detectors.
Yeah. Remember, I was trying to say that, and everybody's like, what? That shit wouldn't even work. I'm the crazy one.
Oh, if y'all want to buy weed from us.
Oh, yeah.
If y'all want to buy weed from us. hit us. Like, yeah. Deadass hit us. We gonna put our Instagram, our HiHub Instagram in the bio so y'all can hit us up. We ship to all states.
All states. We'll ship as much as you want.
Up to a pound.
Up to a pound. Up to a pound.
Possibly more than that. If you in certain states, like in states that it's not decriminalized yet, yeah, we gotta have like a, it's gotta be like a smaller amount.
Yeah.
Unless we in the area. And yeah. Every time we're in a new city, we'll post it on our Instagram.
We'll post it on the Instagram.
So y'all can hit us for some bud.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all can join us in a couple of episodes or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have little meet and greets.
Exactly.
Around bud.
Yep. And eventually we're going to travel all around the world.
Facts, we will.
Yeah, because that shit is going to be food.
And we about to start a YouTube channel.
Word.
And a TikTok, but I'm really bad at keeping up with TikTok. So that's probably just going to be a me following you thing.
What?
Like me following them.
Oh.
And communicate. Maybe that could be our way of texting. Like our fans and stuff. We can have a separate phone for our fans.
Hey, yeah, we'll make TikToks. Like we'll make one today.
It's cold.
Exactly.
I ain't making shit today.
Why?
It's cold.
Exactly.
The only TikToks I want to do are TikTok dances. Can't do them if we're sitting down.
No.
So we're going outside in the cold?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck no. It's going to be warm tomorrow. In the 50s. I think it's going to be like 57.
Mm-hmm.
But you got work.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Oh boy.
What?
Oh, I feel it, but it's not coming. What do I do with those tissues?
Keep throwing them up here in front of me.
Huh? It's coming. No, it ain't.
Damn. I'm breathe.
What? Why are you breathe? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I saw that. And it's weed, too.
It's weed?
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
That one's tobacco.
One of them is weed. Because I rolled you a spliff to smoke on your way to work.
Oh, yeah. I already... I put that in the clip.
No.
Yeah.
I found that shit the other day and it had literal green specks in it. The one in the zipper had green in it.
I didn't catch one in that zipper.
That one's weed. It's from Will's. Because it was in there with the money that you got back from buying cigarettes.
But there's barely anything in here.
It's still weed, though. Like, it's enough for the blue bowl.
That bitch is a killer.
That blue bowl gets me high as fuck. My mouth is dry as shit.
She said I'd be hitting that bitch once. Oh.
Not that one.
This one be getting you high, though.
Yeah, I wasn't talking. I was talking about that little blue.
And there's still more in here. We still haven't finished it.
Why are you sitting there looking flabbergasted?
Because we...
That was the whitest shit I ever said. I love that word, flabbergasted.
No, because we didn't actually do shit. We just took the top.
Let me see.
It was... T- top. I just mixed it around. I was at the top. Oh, because we've only hit it like...
I'm pretty sure the only reason that that even, like, gets as high as fuck is because we're inhaling fucking silicone. The silicone's starting to melt. Shorty pissed.
Damn.
During dinner.
Damn.
And you know what happened right after Shorty pissed?
What?
Melody went to go like this. You know, she goes like this, and then she, like, flailed her hands out. She did it, and she dumped all of her strawberry milk.
You would hit it?
Yeah. Because I don't know that. What the fuck?
Oh, she's taking a big hit. She said, nah, fuck that. I was just taking it individually.
Start oozing. I was oozing because I was about to cough. I was holding that shit in. My back hurts. I was like, did you understand a single word I just said?
Yep.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking in straight mumbles.
No, you weren't. Making my back hurt. Oozing.
I guarantee they ain't hear shit.
No, they probably didn't.
Ooh. I'm callous like a motherfucker. I have ugly fingies.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, the callus on my thumb has a literal thumbprint for itself.
Mm-mm.
What the fuck? Why I got a scar on my motherfucking thumb?
Oh, shit.
That must have been my phone. Ayo, let me get that.
What?
Let me get that.
What?
Let me get that.
Get what?
Your box cutter.
No.
I'm gonna do something.
No.
You don't even know what I'm gonna do.
You're gonna cut your callus?
No. What the fuck? I wasn't even thinking about that. I was actually just gonna carve a smiley face into the toy piece of toy.
No.
Is that nice? What? You can carve calluses?
You can cut calluses off your hands. You can cut calluses off your body.
Does it hurt?
It depends.
If you do it right, does it hurt?
I it just depends.
What can I do to make it not hurt?
I don't know.
You want to just full send and do it and no. See what happens?
No, you just... And that's to get more callus.
What?
Yeah. If you try to take your callus off, you end up building just...
More, oh my god, because it'd be scar tissue then.
Yeah.
Fucked my life. I would not have carved it off. I wouldn't have even thought of that, and then you just told me to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you thought I was going to, you didn't tell me to.
But yeah.
Next time I have to go get my teethers done, will you go?
If I can.
Well, I'm pretty sure the car is going to be good. I'd rather go with you. Honestly. Uncle Dan was not having a blast. I think I talked to Hood.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
We were sitting in McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the McDonald's is in the white neighborhood. I'm talking about suburbs.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, I go, Uncle Dan, this ain't a vibe. You can go about 2 miles east. Mm-hmm. And he goes, why would you want to go 2 miles east? That's Toronto. And I said, uh-huh. And he was just kind of confused. And I'm like, Toronto, where all you go? That was where everybody go. Everyone eventually go to Canada. No matter where you're from, one day, if you're from the hood, you eventually make your way to Toronto, Canada, because it's cheap to go there.
Yo, no.
Yes.
No, probably up here.
No, baby, I know people from down in the city that do that. I know people from, like, literally the middle of nowhere that do that. Anyway, though, he didn't really understand me. And then we're sitting there a little bit longer eating. I go, I need to get some buffalo sauce and some ranch. And he goes, it's going to cost you. I go, nah, I shouldn't. I ain't never been costed for some sauces in my life. And he goes, okay. I go up and I go, can I get a buffalo and a ranch? And they go, yeah, that's going to be 66 cents. And I go, I said, 66 cents? And he goes, yeah. And then I turn around and I go, 66 cents for some motherfucking sauces? And then I go over to Uncle Dan and I go, it's 66 cents. He goes, so what, you need a dollar? I'm like, nah, what I need is a lawyer. Ooh, and Uncle Dan was confused as fuck as to why I would need a lawyer. Where's the hole? Oh, my thumb's on it.
That's a nice taste. Just gotta, don't burn it. Just torch it slow.
I get nothing.
You did. I just slowly even hit out. Oh, yeah. Why you get that, right? You ain't get shit, right? You ain't get shit?
Damn, I can't do it. I ain't get shit.
Yes, you did. You exhaled. I saw that.
Right, I'm kidding. Give it. Take it, baby.
No,
take
fuck
it. You. Don't I'll kill it. Myself if you don't take it.
Wow, so you'll just manipulate me too?
Yep. Baby, don't use that one. That one's literally fucking blood. Why would you want to use that? Hey! How you gonna mix blue and red? Hey!
Whoa.
Use the purple.
I was saying woo.
No.
Because that's blue and red.
I don't care.
It makes the woo.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, come on, baby. I just watched A Walk to Remember with you.
Why?
Really like to watch that again.
What is so wrong with me using the red lighter?
Because I just gave you the purple one.
Because
I was joking.
And I got tired of it.
And so then I apologized by giving you the purple one. So in order for you to accept my apology, you have to use the purple one.
No. I wanted you to hold on to your lighter.
Can I use the red one?
Why?
Because I want the red one.
Why do you want the red one now?
Because.
You wanted that one before.
I want the red one.
Alright.
Baby, I know you're using the red one. I can tell. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I know you were.
You used the red one. Did you just dead light the red one?
I'm about to piss everybody off.
Yeah, but do you know what I can hear the most?
What?
The Bic. Come on. Now you're adding purple in there.
Right, fuck it.
Yeah, there we go. Ah!
I'm so tired. Why does this bother you so much?
Because I gave you the purple one, and in order for you to accept my apology, you have to use the purple
I forgive
one.
Your apology.
You gotta take the purple.
I don't have to.
I want the red one. Red's my favorite color.
Over it's your favorite color?
Yep.
But I thought you wanted this one.
No, you could have that one because I know that it fits better because you have bigger hands.
But I thought, you know, so that's the one that your mom gave you.
I don't even got a mom.
Oh.
I don't even got that on me right now. Actually, I got that big lighter in the summer of 1992. It was an early morning. I was on a jog. It was nice. That summer of 1992, though, that morning that I got that that Bic lighter, it was a good morning. I actually went to a football game that day. It was really good. It was Little League. Yeah.
What the
fuck? And I actually met this man named Roger.
Where he anally probed you? He raped you in your booty?
Nah, you see, he was a Rangers fan for a completely wrong sport. So he was just really wild. He had like this crazy hair, and he had one red eye, one blue eye, and he was nuts. Can you take this? Okay, Future. I actually saw him in a concert in 2004.
Yo, shut the fuck.
In the middle of winter. It was actually December 22nd. Yeah. Cold as fuck. It was actually in Canada. Yep.
That nigga is
in
going...
Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan. I actually met this guy named Jimmy.
Chokes on dick?
Nah, he always got a cigar in his mouth.
Chokes on dick?
And he kind of talked like he's a mobster.
Chokes on dick?
But he's apparently from Canada.
Chokes on dick? Chokes on dick?
And he always tells us to forget about it.
Chokes on dick?
You know, I choked on a dick in one day.
One day? One time at band camp?
In the fall of 1983.
Oof.
Yep.
Oof.
It was my first day of school. On the school bus in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. It was the bus driver.
The bus driver?
Yep. I choked on the bus driver.
You choked on the bus driver lollipop?
Yep.
That goddamn witch. I don't believe him. I knew.
You know, I was actually at the witch trials.
Oh, fucking god damn Charlotte. I knew those fucking webs were going somewhere. That fucking whoremonger fucking spider pig.
I actually met
pig.
Her once.
You talking about Spider Man or Spider Pig?
Charlotte Webb.
I was talking about Spider Pig, Spider Pig. Homer Simpson can do Spider Pig does. But that just actually reminded me of a time. Of this nigga named Uncle Curtis.
Where are you from?
Is that nigga from Yonkers? No.
I went to Yonkers once.
I bet you did, Nasty. You ever been to fucking? You ever been? What's the dirty town? You ever been to a town called Schenectady?
Yeah.
You're dirty.
In the spring of summer.
You're dirty.
In the spring of 1700.
Yo, no. Have you actually ever been to a town?
No. I've been to where I'm at now. Mm-hmm. I've been to Boston. Mm-hmm. I've been to PA and lots of places there. Mm-hmm. And I went to Grandma's. And then I have a couple of places that are not in the U.S. So, no, I have not been in a town called that.
Oh, it's in New York. It's called Schenectady.
Where's that?
Yo, it's,
out by Buffalo?
No, I think it's out by...
Ithaca? Cortland?
Yonkers?
Yeah, I don't really... There's actually a Yonkers?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yonkers is before the city.
Oh, so it's like down.
Yeah, it's downstate.
Yeah, see, this looks like a pussy. And I would fuck it.
Oh, no, that's my new pocket pussy. I'm about to turn that shit into a pocket pussy.
Think about how smart that would actually be.
Because I'm not going to be able to use you.
Hear me out.
You're disgusting.
At-home tissues. So now you can just fuck it with the tissue inside, right? And then when you come, look, you got the claws, so whatever you coming on, all you got to do is...
You're dirty.
And then...
No.
Wipe the tip.
No, it don't work like that.
Yep.
It don't work like that.
Well, it does today.
No, it don't.
Listen, that would be a good invention if I could figure out a new way to do it.
No, it wouldn't.
Like, have pocket pussy and then have... Because think about how nice this would be to hold while you're just wrecking your shits.
No.
And then you can also adjust the size. Like, if you're skinny, you can go in there.
No. That shit's not it anymore. Those fleshlights, them shits aren't it anymore. People like the ones that are automatic, that do it for you.
I'll do an automatic one with a toilet paper ring around it.
No.
So you can have, like...
They have ones that are literally actual mouths. What is your invention doing now?
Having an easy at-home cleanup.
No.
Not needing to get up for shit.
You don't have to get up for shit.
And I have
to. Do you know how real, like, I don't
think. Listen, the bougie people will buy it.
I don't think.
Leave me alone.
I don't think females realize that.
Oh, we about to end out.
Yeah. But I'm about to say this before we end out. I don't think females realize that in this world, if a guy really didn't want a wife, he didn't really need to. He really wouldn't need one.
Literally nobody was even talking about that. That was completely off topic.
Because.
What you trying to say right now?
No.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest, big boy.
No, you do. What I'm about to say. You do as a wife.
Okay.
But I'm talking about for the ones that be like, oh.
Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, the ones that be like, oh, there's no good men. Uh-huh. All men are bad type shit. And they always look
I
for...
The, I had chapstick.
And they look for the same thing in all guys. Uh-huh. If they're not this tall or if they don't look like this, you know. Uh-huh. So this girl said, yeah, like, I'm an independent woman. Like, I don't need a man for shit. And the female reporter said to her, well, with that attitude, it don't help the good ones that try to get a man, because they learn and they understand that, well, I can hire a hooker or an escort. That's fine. Or I can get, you know, hookups. I can hire a maid. I can hire a cook.
Yeah.
So what am I going to need?
You don't need it.
Yeah.
Fuck, you need a wife for.
Exactly.
You can have all these things that are...
Now, and that's the thing. A lot of people in this society are dying with the perspective on, like, you know, what is right and wrong.
It's because they're losing their way to, like, they're getting further and further away from God.
Yeah. They're literally just losing.
Each generation is becoming more and more independent and less dependent on God.
Mm-hmm. And Islam goes with science, and they're going more and more with science. But the things they're doing with science is manipulating, doing things they shouldn't be doing. And this is the High Hub with Chris.
And P, I'm not laughing at what you're saying. I'm laughing because of how you put on chapstick.
Oh, fuck you.